Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I've come to know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called Jesus from the studio recording Kingdom Come. The words of this song came to me on August 28th of 1984. The music came to me on October 1st of 1984. Matthew 18:11 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "The Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." Jesus came to save that which was lost. What was lost? Mankind. And He has called us as new creations to be ambassadors for Christ and to declare salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. When the Lord set me free in 1981, my heart was on fire to do that very thing. A long time ago, way back in the early 80s, I sang in a trio called Spirit Song. We sang our own music and had been inspired by Keith Green. I'm sure you'll hear Keith's influence in the styling of this song. There's just no two ways about it. And we were inspired as well by the second chapter of Acts. You'll hear their influence as well. As I thought about our purpose for existence and why God had me singing and ministering, this particular song was born. I have been sent to do what Jesus did. What did He do? He sought the lost, and He presented salvation to them. He presented a way out of sin. The most difficult part of this song? What to call it? That's a joke. You'll understand when you hear the song. It's called Jesus. Let's listen now.
Jesus.
We bless the name of Jesus. We glorify, we honor, we praise, we worship, we bow down before the name of Jesus. We declare Jesus Christ is our Savior, our salvation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 through 21 in the New American Standard Bible, God's Word says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Guys, we are all called to the ministry of reconciliation, calling others to find reconciliation with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19 in the New American Standard Bible gives us specific ways in which to be ambassadors for Christ. It says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." If you still don't know what to do to be an ambassador for Christ, make it simple. Tell anyone who will listen what Christ has done for you. That's Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. It makes it very plain. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord do what? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary." Let's just spread the name and love of Jesus to the world around us, one person at a time. That's all it takes. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set to go. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? To help with the ongoing creation of this podcast and cover the costs, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's also one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, it's allinallchurch.com. And you might consider this as well. Join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for live worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it in your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I have two sets of, or series of fantasy novels for young people. I have children's books. I have several devotional books. I even have a novel you can find on Amazon. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Jesus, from the studio recording Kingdom Come, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this deep inside your heart and mind. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.